This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state has a new tool to try to preserve affordable housing. CPR's Megan Verlee has more on a new state law to make it easier for cities to buy apartment buildings with the goal of keeping them affordable.
The law applies to privately owned buildings constructed or renovated using government affordable housing funding. When the income restrictions on those buildings expire, their rents can end up shifting to market rate rapidly. A new state law gives local governments a better chance of buying those buildings when they come on the market in order to keep them as affordable housing. The policy is a watered-down version of one Governor Jared Polis vetoed last year, which would have given local governments right of first refusal for more apartment buildings. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A judge has ruled that the owners of the Penrose Funeral Home, where decaying bodies were allegedly stored, must pay $950 million to the victims' families. The attorney in the civil case says the judgment is unlikely to be paid out. Return to Nature Funeral Home owners John and Carrie Halford did not acknowledge the lawsuit or appear in court. They're also facing criminal charges. When a hospital relocates, the logistics can be pretty daunting. CPR's John Daly reports that one metro hospital is moving with the help of a fleet of ambulances.
Lutheran Medical Center in Wheat Ridge is moving about 3.5 miles away to a new $680 million campus on the west side of I-70. 20 ambulances transported about 160 patients over the course of the day on Saturday. Casey Bogenschutz is Intermountain Healthcare's Director of Strategic Initiatives.
We're tracking over 10,000 line items of equipment that will go into this building.
The new facility has 226 beds, a level 2 trauma designation, and nearly 50 emergency department exam rooms. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.